USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering the strong economy. During a speech at an aerospace plant in Milwaukee, the president says U.S. manufacturing is thriving. Wisconsin resident Brian Smith was one of those who lined the streets to greet the president.
It's not every day that the president comes to your town, so I made an opportunistic, I was out here, so yeah, I made it happen.
And a cool feeling for you.
Absolutely. Saw him wave.
That audio courtesy of today's TMJ4 in Milwaukee. ICE officers will begin deportation raids this weekend on about 2,000 illegal immigrants who have been ordered deported but are defying those judges' orders. Chris Wilson worked for Senator Ted Cruz and now is a Republican pollster. He reminds us,
there will be far fewer than the Obama administration deported. Now, that's not me being critical of anyone in that situation, the Obama administration or the Trump administration.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Tropical Storm Barry is bearing down on Louisiana. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser says he's concerned the storm could bring widespread flooding to the state.
You know, as this thing comes inland, all of Louisiana needs to be on alert because those bands can carry way inland.
The storm is expected to strengthen and become a hurricane later today or early Saturday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on the case of a man caught trying to carry cans of gasoline into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York a few months ago.
Prosecutors say the man is unfit to stand trial. Attempted arson charges against Mark Lamparello have now been put on hold as the former Lehman College professor is being treated at a mental health facility. Prosecutors say Lamparello was intent on burning down St. Patrick's Cathedral. The incident came last April, just days after the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France, was badly damaged in a fire. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Some Los Angeles business owners are taking matters into their own hands regarding the city's homelessness crisis. According to the LA Times, there are about 59,000 homeless people in the county, with the population in the city of Los Angeles growing 16% this year to more than 36,000, and the majority of them are living on city streets. Maria Janice tells Fox News that they're losing potential customers because more and more people are sleeping on the sidewalks around their business. So what they've done is they've set up about 140 large planter boxes, hoping that it will force homeless people to set their tents up elsewhere.
We always thought that the American dream is about also self-reliance and not just the obviously and the opportunities that America offers to everyone, and obviously don't understand how a rich country as the U.S. and especially California cannot take care of this problem. And I think there should be a two-pronged solution because services are out there. There are numerous nonprofit organizations offering services to the homeless. Also, the city has allocated a huge amount of funds towards trying to resolve this homeless situation. But I believe services are not sufficient. There has to be also enforcement because a lot of the homeless are basically lifestyle homeless.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.